The foundry hummed softly. Robert watched the gauge, his hand steady and firm. The pressure is perfect. It is a smooth run, Virginia said, adjusting the feet on the console. The orders are flowing. I am proud of this, V. I am proud of us, Dad. We beat the dark days. We beat the sickness. The meds are working. I feel like a giant. Barbara walked in then, carrying a ledger book. The clients are happy. They want more steel. Can we handle the load? We can handle anything, Robert said with a grin. We are seasoned now. No more frantic pace. No more high tension. Just the steady grind. Just the honest pay. Minnie brought them lunch, setting it on the bench. You all look so happy. We are content, Mom. The shop is a home. It is a safe haven, Robert agreed, taking a plate of warm food. No more of the ghosts. No more of the threats. Just the life we made. It is a quiet life. It is the best kind. Virginia sat by the door, watching the pleasant wind. I never thought we could find this kind of peace. It takes time, V. It takes the survival. We survived the storm. The afternoon light began to fade into deep blue. The forge dimmed to red. They cleaned the tools, putting them in place. A job well done today. A day well lived, Dad. I love the routine. I love the structure. They locked the big door, turning the heavy key. The shop is secured. The family is secure. They walked to the car, the stars appearing high. It is a beautiful sky. It is a big world. But we have our place. We have our forge. We have each other. That is enough for me. They drove to the condo, the road dark and clear. We are home, Virginia. I am home, Father. The work is finished. The peace is ours. They walked inside, the silence a warm hug. Tomorrow is another day. And we will be ready. Strong and steady, Jin. Strong and steady, Dad. The house was asleep. The towers were at rest. The saga of their lives was written in the iron. They were whole at last.